PFT Media.
Devils in the Details are back, baby! Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo. Man, you got a lot to talk about.
Yep.
Finish the song, Freddy.
Here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be.
Racism stock is at an all-time high.
Sell, sell, sell.
Jeez. We're away for, I didn't even know how long we've been away from the studio, Dan, but a lot. I don't even know where to start.
We're keeping kids in cages.
Yeah, but is that...
Oh, that's at least our problem.
Is that... Okay. The cage kids, is that Obama administration time, or is that Trump administration time?
It was just like a couple days ago.
It's new?
Yeah, well, the ICE kids, yeah, they're in these nice little Red Dawn cells going on right now.
But I'm sure they've been doing that for a while, though.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that I'm kind of like...
I'm saying it's probably been happening since like
here's the problem that we're going to do here, though.
Okay.
And this is, we're going to have each side saying, oh, but that happened before. Oh, but that, and then no one's actually going to solve the effing problem.
Right? Yeah, the kids are still like, going to be...
Oh, well, if it was done before, that's okay then. No. We're all recognizing it now, so stop it.
Yeah, what's step number two?
Be the bigger administration and stop it.
Oh, but we had slaves before.
Oh, but Obama did it. Ooh, so I can do it too. No, you ran against him. You were supposed to be opposite of him. So I don't understand why. But if the administration that I openly criticized did it, I guess I can continue with it, and that's okay.
Why don't we go after him?
Ooh.
I like that's the new voice.
Obama did it. It frustrates me. It's like, okay, now everyone realizes, though, it's an open call. This is bad. But because, it's on your shift, you're not going to call it?
I like how they're criticizing the mayor of Philadelphia dancing because the Supreme Court, I guess, said you guys stay as a sanctuary city.
Right.
And all the Republicans are like, we don't like to, we're trying to get all the immigrants that are killing and stuff like that. Here's the thing that I see all the time. I'm not seeing on TV MS-13 members being split apart.
Right.
All I'm seeing is, hey, this guy goes to take his kid to school and ICE is meeting him at the drop-off and separating him in front of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's working and
yeah, how many Latin kings have you arrested?
I don't know. No. And here's the thing. You can't deport Latin kings. You know why? Mostly New Yorkers. Where are you going to send this?
Right?
You know, if they get old enough, they become rich Republicans. Latin kings. Happened on one of them, at least.
It's weird. Now, Dan, here's something that... before I get into your annoyance... Well, let me get into your annoyance thing.
Okay, yeah.
This Publix dying thing.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Me and Publix are cool now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you've seen... Yeah,
we're cool.
I'm glad you settled.
Bury the heat.
That you and that kid with a huge head and a tiny jaw.
Right.
David Hogg.
Yeah. That dude, his face just creeps me out. Thank God I was in Publix with kids laying on the floor, because I swear to you, I would have hit a couple of them with a cart.
Well, we both were protesting for different reasons.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But what makes you comfortable that they're not still doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And is it because they're not open about it?
And at that point, yes, at that point, you have to be, it's at least we're saying that Citizens United is wrong. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. Uh-huh. Corporations should not openly sponsor political figures. I don't care what corporation you are. I don't care what political figure you are. They support Democrats, too. And but at the line here.
But you shouldn't. A corporation shouldn't.
You shouldn't because that... you and I and Chris here, all, we have a limit of how much we can donate to each candidate. What makes a corporation better than us? Why do they get to throw more money than us? If they really want to spend, if they really want to support that candidate, if the founder of Publix, the owner, not the founder, obviously he's dead, the owner, CEO of Publix wants to donate to Alan Putnam, he can donate $2,500, the maximum of an individual, like everybody else.
So is it the collect?
I have a problem with that. I don't care about the gun issue. I don't care about all that stuff that Hogg is about. The fact is. No, you're not a person. You're a corporation.
Okay.
You're an invisible figure, and you don't get to. And because you don't even have a soul, a heartbeat, or anything like that, you don't get to donate more money than me.
So how does this work? Who's regulating this? There's no regulation. There's
no regulation on this at all.
Really?
On corporate money?
Yeah. No, they go deep, and they're allowed this loophole, and you can go
the super PACs. When you hear about the super PACs, that's a way corporations spend a lot of money.
Wow.
There's a documentary I saw at the Florida Film Festival called Dark Money. Mm-hmm. It'll be available eventually on some platform. Right. It's really well made, and it's about this issue exactly. And but they focus on the microcosm that is the state of Montana.
Okay.
Because apparently Montana has the most progressive and forward-thinking voting laws in our country by eons. And they're the only state fighting Citizens United and doing good.
Wow, good for Montana.
Montana? Yeah.
Montana.
And Montana's usually a bunch of conservative voters.
Yes, but they don't want the corporate money.
Nice.
They don't want... they have an explicit 100-year-old rule on law on the books for the state that is explicitly about corruption and paying off politicians, and then Citizens United threw that out the window. And they still can't stop federal election money, but they've been able to stop
is there things to do in stuff. Montana?
Vote.
Run from Ted Nugent.
That's the only thing.
The Ted Nugent hunt.
You manhunt.
Once a year, he manhunts.
Work your farm.
The second you land in Montana, the hunt is on. Yeah. Catch fever!
He's good too. That's why it's only conservatives.
Uncle Teddy here. Okay, shut up, stupid.
Okay. Gotta be good at something.
Can we talk about gay cake?
Gay cake?
I'm trying to compress everything before we get into the session. Gay cake. All right, listen.
What's up with your gay cake?
So I own a bakery and I don't want to make cake for gay people.
Right.
But I have to make a cake for gay people?
No, you don't.
I don't.
Actually, that's not the ruling.
That's not what the ruling.
So yeah, that's actually not the ruling.
What's going on?
It wasn't the ruling.
What happened? I know. The ruling went in favor of the baker.
Right, but that wasn't the issue.
What was the issue there?
What the baker was going into, the Supreme Court, was this idea of, oh, it's because of my religion, I'm not allowed to, you know, you can't force me to. That's what he thought the Supreme Court was going to uphold.
Okay.
The Supreme Court sided with him not because of that, but because when he went to the Colorado State Commission, he did not get a fair hearing. They kind of badgered him and kind of made him feel bad for being religious.
Uh-huh.
And because of that technicality that he won, his right was not upheld. That's why they were calling it a narrow victory, but it was a 7-1 vote. Yeah, there was like a 7-2 vote, and everyone was like, why are they calling it a narrow victory? It was a narrow victory because he didn't actually win his case. He did, but not on the grounds he wanted to.
Okay, but okay, so the baker can't...
I think
his bakery. Why can't he just be like, listen, I'm not cool with this. Try this other bakery.
Because
no, I want you to make the cake.
I mean, the same thing. You could have said the same thing in the 50s about, oh, this diner doesn't want black people to sit at the counter. Okay. Well, then they can just say, go to another diner. Actually, that's exactly what they were saying.
Okay.
And they were,
so on the flip side, you own a bakery. Problem. They want you to make a Hitler cake, right. A swastika cake.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
cool. Right.
Why do you need a swastika cake?
Why?
What does it have to do with your fundamental identity that you need a swastika cake right now as opposed to...
I have a group of people that likes to wear khakis and f***ing torches.
You mean Nazis?
And no. What we like to call ourselves
the alternative right.
And we like to have our
cake. So you're talking about, I want to refuse the right to make that cake because I don't like what you believe in. We're talking about a baker who doesn't want to make a cake because of who that person is.
Because he believes in that.
No, because
The baker. But
someone's not born a Nazi.
Yeah. Eh. No, you're born. Yeah, you're born into it.
You're not born genetically a Nazi.
Okay. All
right. Right.
Yeah, so you're talking about refusing to make
the argument I was having in the car. I'm like, how the f*** can I flip this argument into the
bigot
baker side?
But yeah, it's not like they could be like, well, let me change my genetic code so I can buy a cake from you.
Yes.
So you can refuse...
I can refuse to provide product based on ideology, but not on gender, who you are.
Not gender, sexual orientation, blah, blah, blah. Okay,
I can be like, I think your politics suck. I don't like you. I can't be like, you're Puerto Rican. I don't like you.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how those Puerto Ricans are.
Oh, how dare you.
Yeah, because then they want the cake so sweet, and you just can't make it.
Way too sweet, man. They're pouring three different types of milk on it. Come on.
And you got to put that rum.
Uh-huh.
Half my family died from diabetes.
And that's it. And they don't want to pay extra for the rum, but you got to buy that bottle of rum.
Oh, my God. That rum cake is so good.
It's so good.
So drenching.
My aunt makes an amazing rum.
Oh, isn't it the best, though? You have that piece of cake.
It's like a deadly sponge.
A little Valencia flavor in there.
Oh, you get that little tingle, that...
Uh-huh.
That's nice. That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Cakes are delicious.
Now. For the main course.
What are we doing? Movies or what else you got?
Fat Wildebeest herself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The one we lasted longer than?
Oh, we did. High five, buddy. Oh, yeah.
More episodes than Roseanne. Devil's in the details.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's,
Well, you guys really don't
tweet Pedro
that.
Limo.
You don't tweet that
more
much.
Lovable than John Goodman.
No.
Said it. No.
And podcast.
I'm sorry. We love you, John. We love you.
John is
Pedro is podcasting's John Goodman. There we go.
So let's talk about this.
I'm more of give me somebody that's in every sitcom there is, but can't like get his.
But
own.
Can't get to the next level. Like you are a Michael Richards type or
Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald.
You get three. You get three episodes every season. Then that's it. They get canceled. Yeah.
Jay Moore over here.
Jay Moore is another one, yeah.
Oh, dude.
They tried.
They always try.
They tried so many projects with Jay Moore.
What was that one where he's a Hollywood producer?
Action?
Action, Dragon? That one, like three?
Yeah.
Peter Dragon. Three episodes. Yeah. And they brought in everybody for that one.
They tried. I have a crush on Indiana Douglas.
Yeah?
I find her...
Yeah, no, it's the nose.
Is that what it is? It's the nose. I find her sexy.
Is it like a Jennifer Grey type of thing?
Well, you know what?
The imperfect nose makes them.
Okay, it always perfect looks. Example.
Cracking the vase makes
He likes Crazy Mouth, too.
I love Crazy Mouth and Hathaway. Perfect example. Have anybody seen the trailer for A Star Is Born?
Not yet.
Okay. Lady Gaga is beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Like, me, Lisa goes, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like... just naturally beautiful, but she doesn't.
What is it, a natural? I mean, talking about a multi-million-dollar movie.
Yeah, no. Makeup department. No, you can tell. You can tell she could take a nice slice off her nose if she wants to go Hollywood.
Right, like a slice off her nose.
She can. You know how these bitches fucking scrape it down like a block of cheese.
Sure.
And like Jennifer Grey. Grey was beautiful before.
Yeah, and then she did a nose job, and then she went away. Exactly.
You know
she
who else?
Should have kept
who
the
else
nose.
Who else? Anna Faris. To me, Anna Faris was cute. And then she did those lip injections, and it was kind of...
For a while, they were puffy. I think they kind of went down. Like, do they deflate after a while? I think, is that not permanent?
I
forget which one Anna Faris is.
The blonde married to Chris Pratt. She was the house bunny.
See, there was this like influx of young blonde sort of funny actresses at the same
scary
time.
Movie. Okay, sure.
Scary movie was how she popped. Yeah, that was her first movie.
Yeah, okay. I think I remember. Okay.
She's on that show Mom.
But like,
Mom,
I get her confused with like Jenny. Brie Larson all the time. I have no idea.
Brie Larson?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Brie Larson's the dramatic.
I couldn't tell the difference between them all.
Brie Larson's the dramatic version of Anna Faris. Also like 15 years younger.
Is it? See, I don't even, like, there was this influx of just blonde actresses all kind of melded together.
Yeah.
It's funny you say, I'm a big fan of Anna Faris and Brie Larson.
Okay, so,
funny
so there we go.
Anyway.
I can't tell you one movie that Brie Larson's in other than...
She was Envy Adams and Scott Pilgrim versus the
World.
That chick.
Yes.
And it took a while for me to figure out the difference between Brie Larson and Alison Brie.
That's
for a while.
Sexy.
And Alison Brie?
I was like, listen,
just names
which
alone.
Which ones? Yeah.
Well, that's a Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott situation.
Right. It's like the movie, it's like the game Password. Brie Larson.
Yeah. Alison Brie. There you go. Brie Cheese.
So we win.
So yeah.
Roseanne. Yeah. Roseanne.
Ambien racist.
Ambien causes racism.
Excuses. But she's still going strong on Twitter. She's not posting.
Of course not. Why not?
But she's retweeting.
She's going to have, you know, she'll still have her supporters, XYZ.
ABC wants to put forward a show. They're trying to figure out a show without her. The Conners type of thing.
It's going
to
be hard. What are you going to do? You kill her?
Yeah.
Well, here's what you do.
They brought back Dan from the dead, so why not kill her?
So what are they going to do? This whole racism thing was a dream episode? Yes. Let's reset it?
There you go.
And Roseanne died?
Here's what you do, ABC. Because you got John Goodman now. Ooh, let's
pick this. When you have John Goodman, you have literally the best actor on TV.
You give me season 3 of Alpha House. That's what you do, okay?
Alpha House.
Have you not seen Alpha House?
No, what the hell is Alpha
House? It was amazing. It was two seasons on Amazon. It was John Goodman and a couple other guys. They were senators. Like Republican senators trying to... It was written by Gary Trudeau, the guy who did Doonesbury. Yeah, and it was this great satire. It was all right up before Trump got elected, the first two seasons, about these Republicans. They were moderate Republicans for the most part, trying to figure out now, everything keeps shifting every month, what we're against, what we're like, what side are we actually on? And they're trying to redo their politics. Like,
is that still on in...
It's Amazon? On Amazon. Yeah, they don't drop any of their shows.
I'm going to have to. Funny. I remember that. That's when really Amazon funny. Put like 4 series.
Yeah.
And they're like...
Oh, pilots and they let you vote. I thought that was a genius idea. They still do that, don't they?
It's got... Bosch.
Is that how we got Bosch?
Is on there too. It was... And
you just got Boshed.
Yara Martinez is on there. She was fantastic. She's on the Tick now. And I forget his name, the actor, but he's playing. He plays the Senator Andy Guzman. It's this Marco Rubio, parody. Watch this.
Really,
fantastic.
What is it? I gotta watch.
It's like this fake guy who keeps claiming he's from Cuban immigrants, but can never actually prove the documentation.
Oh my goodness, Puerto Rican.
Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. Pure comedy.
Alpha. Well, maybe it's the Trudeau guy. Alpha House.
Check it out. Good. Give me season 3.
I thought you were going to say, give us the TV version of King Ralph. You know,
oh, well. Of course.
Oh, my God.
With all the wedding hysteria.
Well, the main dude is dead, so you can't do that. And let me show you this. Let me show you this.
Are you pulling out your signed King Ralph trading card that you've been carrying around since 1988?
Look who's a member now.
Oh! Hey! I got to get one of those.
Yeah, I got mine.
Hey, buddy.
But you know what? I haven't used my movie pass in a few weeks. More than a few weeks.
I used it for Solo.
Did you? Do we want to do that rant or wait for the next show?
I don't know. Let's do it.
Okay.
People hate that movie for some reason.
What were
we
thinking about it?
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved the movie. I don't get why people don't like it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Chris can explain to me why
people... Why people don't like it?
Yeah.
What's
the... Yeah.
Some of the complaints that I'm seeing more, I think a lot of people don't like that it's... kind of fan servicey, in that the whole movie is just like, how did he get his blaster? How did he get his name? How did he meet Chewie? It's just filling in all these gaps that no one really cares about.
What do you mean nobody cares about?
All right, obviously you care about
okay,
it. But
nobody,
okay, here's a good gauge.
You want to know how Chewie and Han met?
No, I never cared about
Shut
that.
Shut the God.
Mark
are
that.
You sick? Mark that. Sorry.
This is the 7th F-bomb
that is,
already.
That is, is
in
it?
This supposedly is PG-13
are
show.
You serious?
Yeah, this is a lot of work you're causing for me, man.
I am so sorry, dude. I got not
worked
even
up
realize.
Here. I know. You drink some Turkish coffee
it's
on
been
your
a while.
Way
it's
in.
Been a while.
All right, here. There's a scene in the beginning where it's how he gets his name, Solo. Did you like that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, if you like that scene, then the movie's going to be perfectly fine. If you don't like
you
that scene...
You didn't like that scene?
I thought the movie was fine, but that was so stupid. It was so, like, hacky and dumb and just...
The guy said it.
It was such a first draft
He just
idea.
Didn't want...
The it feels like a first draft. Maybe a second draft.
Dan, can I talk to somebody with more sense, please?
I mean, I enjoyed most of it. I thought it was a fun popcorn film.
I said I enjoyed it too.
Time out. Let Dan speak. Thank you. Let Dan talk. Dan, did you like the scene about how he got his last name?
The Han Solo stuff? I mean, it's as good as any other example. The name itself is lazy.
Yes.
So
he's like a homeless tramp.
It's so dumb. Just to have that be his name. I don't need an explanation for his name. And then they're focusing on the dice the whole movie, like that's gonna play out. It doesn't. It's just dice.
The dice part was
dice is
dumb.
The entire movie is a pair of dangling dice.
Which the whole thing, I'm like, I don't remember these dice being part of the thing. They just picked something in the background.
Yes. Yep. Well, it was featured in The Last Jedi.
And because Force Awakens,
they brought it back for those movies.
But I don't remember.
But in the trilogy, it was just hanging in the Falcon. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. I like the Android.
Okay, the Android's cute.
You didn't like the Android?
No, I said I did like the
Android. Oh, you like that militant?
Oh, three. When Lando's like, what can I get you? Some my rights? My civil rights?
Yeah. I was like, yes. Okay. That's the one. That's the one thing that I was kind of like annoyed.
The one cool thing.
Yeah.
We'll touch on Lando in a second. But I want to say the one thing that got me.
You want to touch Lando?
We'll touch.
They got you in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah, got me in a bad way. The one thing I really didn't like was the, how many hints should I give you that I'm Darth Maul? At the end, with the reveals, like, oh, here is my horns and red hair. Oh, listen, we're going to be playing Duel of Fates in the background as I show up. Here's my double lightsaber as well. I'm Darth Maul.
Bringing out the saber was funny. I didn't notice the music in the background.
Oh, yeah. Like every single hit.
Everything they could do.
Isn't this awesome?
That is the best.
You know what else is really awesome? I don't show up in the original three, so this doesn't mean shit.
It really doesn't.
It's like, oh, yeah, you're alive, and what? We know what the original next three movies are about. You're not in them.
Which is just a problem with prequels to begin with. I never, thought Solo or Chewie were ever in danger.
That's why you need...
Because you know they're going to... But then the thing is, okay, so everyone around them is fair game.
Right.
And then another movie that wastes their non-white characters very...
That's why you bring in the tweequels. What happens in between the sequels. Uh-huh. So we're going to have a movie in between A New Hope and Empire. Well, that's
why... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're going to get the tweequels.
That's how they get to Hoth.
Right.
Oh.
Well, no, shoot, that's why Rogue One. That's how Rogue One. I think
that's before the prequels and the
Rogue One sort of counts as your tweequel idea because it leads right into
New Hope. Rogue
One was badass.
I enjoyed it.
That was it. Yeah, all right, so let's talk about Lando.
Representation. You want to talk about Lando?
The smoothest. The smoothest pimp in the galaxy.
Yeah, this is Dan's favorite guy.
All right.
Dan went blackface one time for Halloween.
I got really tan. I got really, really tan.
Oh, it wasn't blackface?
That's what. No, actually, I got really, really tan.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. Donald Glover, fantastic.
Everything.
Yeah. Fantastic job.
Great. So good.
On it. Perfect personality. Could not argue. They gave me the cape closet. I was happy about the cape closet.
Was fun.
Who doesn't love? There was the one problem, though.
Oh.
And this is where you fell on it.
Oh.
You didn't establish enough chemistry between Solo and Lando. At the end, really, all they are is antagonistic, and they don't see each other again until Cloud City. So at what point in their relationship is Lando Calrissian going to betray the Empire and Darth Vader for this guy?
Is it established that they're not going to meet again until Cloud City?
Pretty
Empire?
Much,
really.
Like, because he's going right to
Tatooine
right away.
But just to meet Jabba, but then he's going to go work for him. That means he sends him.
So
back
there
to
may
outer
be like
space.
One more adventure so they have. But at what point? I didn't see much of a friendship yet that would result in that turn in Empire Strikes Back.
I think that's a fair criticism, and I think it's because they wanted to make, and they probably won't now since this is an official money loser.
Really?
Yes, it's bombing worldwide.
It's the only Star Wars movie that...
It's going to be a write-down.
There.
Yeah, it bombed worldwide.
Even in the box office, Han Solo can't make any money.
No, it won't. Hey. So they wanted to make three movies. So I think it's the problem of, instead of making your solo, your one contained movie, we're going to lay seeds to make more movies. Right. And we'll explore the Han Lando thing in Solo 2 and Solo 3. But now we're probably never going to get those. So now we have an underwhelming connection between these two characters.
Which is why we need a Lando movie.
Yeah, I think now, now we go from Solo 2 to just Lando.
Lando.
And then have Han Solo pop up as a side character.
Right, because how does Lando take over Cloud City? We want
to
know that.
Yeah, how does he go from playing a crazy card game in like literally caves to
mining colony?
Yes, that's a great story to be told. I'll watch Lando.
You watch anything?
Anything? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Donald Glover is pretty great.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Especially if they can get Billy Dee to do a cameo in Lando.
Oh,
right, and then have Lando's.
Lando's.
L-A-N-D-O-S -DOS Lando's.
Han and Land.
Yes.
But I think this thing will probably... I say give it time. It'll probably make money.
No.
No?
DVD sales?
It came out worldwide like at the same time everywhere. And it bombed everywhere. Especially in China, where there is no Star Wars fan base in China. It did so poorly. It's going to make less money than like all these other smaller American movies. Mm-hmm. And it's now to the point where the Chinese government may not give up screens for episode 9. They may not even let Star Wars play in their country next year because they have a quota on movie theater screens. They only let a certain amount of foreign films into their country. And I mean like 20 movies tops.
Right.
Because the Chinese government has total control of all the movie theaters.
And they need most of them for Fast and the Furious 18.
Yes, that and then Wolf Warrior 3 or whatever their blockbusters
Wolf
are.
Wolf Warrior 3?
Wolf Warrior 2 is their biggest movie ever. It's gigantic. It made like $500-600 million worldwide.
What's a movie? I heard something. I can't remember the movie that it is. There's a movie that's big in the United States, but the Chinese have no idea.
Star Wars.
Is it Star Wars?
Yeah, because the original trilogy came out under communist rule, so those movies never even played over
there.
That's
probably why they...
Yeah, that's why they're not doing well.
I have no idea.
Force Awakens made like $60 million opening weekend, and then each Star Wars movie has made less and less and less since then.
Yeah, and they watch it now. They're like, where's the karate?
They don't care.
Yeah.
The sword fighting in Star Wars
they see
is
it as this huge mythology with all these characters and all this stuff that they just don't have the time to dive into.
Well, yeah,
and there are fans over there who do take the time, just like there are fans here of Chinese culture and Japanese culture.
Right, exactly. Like no one's gonna care if they do a Romance of the Three Kingdoms movie over here.
Yes,
Redcliffe did what in America?
Yes, exactly. But also, Once Upon a Time in China 4 isn't playing here anymore.
They're not
soon,
gonna relate themselves to an Anglo. Just like I don't care how many. Hidden Dragon, Flying Dragon movies. That movie confused the hell out of me.
Which one? Crouching Tiger?
That one.
That's a beautiful movie, man.
It's a beautiful movie. And
but we get one of those. What? We get one of those every decade.
Okay, so I saw that movie, and I swear, I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be, the witty racist. At one point of the movie, I had no idea. I couldn't tell them apart.
Oh really?
I was so long. I kept going. At least
also too.
Who
it's
is that one.
It's
how are they? How
especially if they do flashbacks? That's rough.
The flashbacks, and it's also all wushu. So they're all just like wearing robes and stuff.
Yeah,
they're not doing any sort of. Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah, so I'm like,
we're sorry, but it's rough.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They look at Puerto Ricans like, are you guys brothers?
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother Marcus.
Hi. Let's get going.
Sure.
Because I think we ate a nice chunk of this episode
we're going to do a little, just a little history today.
Little history.
About our number one threat in America.
Ooh, Trump?
Canada.
Canada?
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Canada.
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 I meant to hit the drama button, but at the
same time. No, that's okay. That's,
sorry, Canada.
That's the Trump administration music.
Canada, the most friendliest country there is.
It's a security threat, Pedro. Don't you know?
For what?
It is a travel threat. It is a secure. Our
Caribou? Caribou
our
don't
president
even
has declared it a security threat, and he already addressed the issue to Prime Minister Thoreau the other day, okay?
He
said, didn't you guys burn down the White House once? And they did, Pedro.
They did.
They did burn down the
Canadians burned the White House.
They did.
But when it was in New York, not in D.C.
No, D.C.
In D.C.?
The first White House burnt down.
Why did
to
they
the
do
ground.
This?
1812.
Dun, dun, dun. 1812,
the burning of the White House.
Yes.
Okay. What happened there? What's the story? Why did the friendly Canadians burn the White House in 1812?
First, we must go back. Let's go back to the beginnings of Canada. To a magical, mythical kingdom known as Canada.
Ooh.
Ooh. Canadian.
Doing ambient sound.
Right.
So, that's seal.
So Canada actually
started... They have guard seals in front of their castle.
Okay, so let's go to the land of Red, Green, and Trailer Park Boys here and discuss...
I hate that show, but...
discuss what's going on here. Canada actually had a very interesting origin compared to the United States.
Okay.
Now, in America, the colonies, most of the colonists came to the English area, the Americas, for what reasons? Do you remember at all?
Freedom from persecution of their beliefs or whatever.
Uh-huh, right. For just persecution. Some of them were criminals, et cetera, et cetera.
Pilgrims? No.
Right. It was
they
basically...
They had buckles in their hats.
Right.
Yeah.
And Bibles in their hands.
But the American colonies, the English American colonies, were basically a place you went to if you had nothing else. It wasn't... it was a punishment, or it was someplace because you had absolutely nothing and this was your last attempt to make a life for yourself. Okay. It's the opposite in Canada in the 1600s. It's actually a privilege to go over to Canada.
Ooh.
You have to get permission from the King of France at the time.
Uh-huh.
You have to swear an oath of loyalty, and it is a privilege to go over there and start up a business in the beaver skins and fishing industries over there.
Really?
So yes, unlike the American colonies, the early territories of Canada were fiercely loyal to their king. So we already have a difference here in their settlements.
So as opposed to a bunch of people either kicked out of their country or... Right. They don't want to be there to begin with. Don't really care about that old king. What's his name? Or queen? Who's her face? The new Canadians.
The French Canadians are hand chosen by the king.
Literally, okay. Give me an oath. You got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do the argument that got me kicked out of Catholic school.
Okay.
Okay. So the Pilgrims came.
Right.
Plymouth Rock. Boom.
Landed on us.
That's to me. That's the first sprinkle of white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Well, second, but yeah.
Second?
Jamestown's the first sprinkle of white people in America.
Jamestown?
Is about 30 years before the Plymouth Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then where do the Canadian white people show up from?
The Canadians are showing up around 1320.
Are these Norwegians? I'm sorry,
1620, 1630.
Okay.
So right around the same time.
Right around the same time as Plymouth.
Okay.
But they're coming for reasons of economy.
What was the question? I was going to get you kicked out of Catholic school.
And the question was, okay, so we get the whole breakdown of here's Adam, here's Eve.
Okay.
They have a kid mm-hmm. and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Here's Cain, there's Abel. Abel goes out, meets up with another chick. Where did that chick come from?
That's actually the question that destroyed the Scopes monkey trial in the 1920s.
Yeah, but that kicked me. That got me kicked out of Catholic school in Puerto Rico.
Did you not because of the Scopes monkey trial?
I had no idea who the Scopes monkey trial is.
You don't know about the Scopes monkey trial?
No.
I don't know. Can we talk about that? Can we do a quick
sure,
2-minute tangent?
Yeah, yeah.
2-minute Scopes monkey trial?
It was illegal to teach evolution in Tennessee public schools in the 1920s.
Okay.
And he did it anyway. Scopes did it anyway.
Oh, okay.
And so he went to trial and went all the way to Supreme Court. And it was a battle between the lawyers. The defendant was Charles Darrow. And going against him was the prosecution, William Jennings Bryan, who considered himself this biblical holier-than-thou expert.
Okay.
And then Darrow dropped that question. He's like, so who did Adam and Eve have children with then? And that was it.
That got me kicked out. I swear to you, that got me kicked out.
Yo, you can't be asking these questions.
At a Catholic school in Puerto Rico. Yeah. And I was only going to get my first communion, and I got kicked out. I didn't even get to do my first communion.
Now, if you were an actual biblical and Christian scholar, there are answers to those questions.
Sure.
There is, in fact, another tribe that is mentioned.
Okay. Yes. The problem is...
Tubal Cain?
If I'm taking a class, and you're going to preach me about this, and you can't give me an answer... I lose faith. Mm-hmm. I lose interest. Sure. I tap out.
Yeah.
Agnostic, baby.
There you go.
Lazy atheist. That's all I
remember. That's what it is. Yeah. I don't want to cash in. I don't want to go all in.
Right.
But it's like, there's something out there. Uh-huh. I just don't think it's the dude that you guys are.
I'm all about the agnosticism. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. So, Canada.
Canada. Okay.
They start very differently than we do.
So, these other white people, and there's that little image.
Right.
That
the Quebecois, border, huh? Quebec.
Quebec. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, they're hanging out, all loyal to the French, up until there's a war between France and England in the 1700s called the Seven Years' War.
Why they fight?
They fight because they're fighting over territories.
Okay.
The French have started to enter and start plantations in India, where the English were, and they didn't like that. And then there was some fighting in Prussia against Austria, and both sides joined a different version. And so there was now fighting in the American colonies between the British and the French. It was called the Seven Years' War. It was actually a very, very... it was a big turning point in European history.
Okay.
We know it as the French and Indian War.
Okay.
In American history. Because that's who we fought, the French and the Indians.
It's funny, though, but it's the French-Indian War. You would think it's French versus Indians, but yeah, it's us versus both of them.
Yeah. That's how we do things in America.
Yeah, us versus the world.
Right.
Right. Do they have an accent?
We got peacock feathers.
Yeah.
So, this is the first invasion of America into Canada.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody jacked some beaver skins.
The idea was to invade French Canada and take it for the English. And we failed.
And make it New Boston.
Right.
And,
we failed.
How bad?
Both commanders died at the same time. So it was kind of a stalemate, even though one side claimed victory, just because whoever was on the field the longest.
Okay.
So technically the English win this, but it doesn't. There's not actually a full-scale invasion of Canada. And so the American colonies are like, all right, all right. Well, now that the English have taken Canada, they were hoping for a huge incorporation. And so they were, the English would be able to go over there and start going into French lands and et cetera, et cetera. But in order to keep the government of England in 1763, when the Treaty of Paris was signed, in order to keep the Canadian citizens happy and not have them rebel, they actually created a proclamation that protected French Canadian rights.
And to Quebec.
Right. And so the Quebecers got to keep their language and keep their religion. They could stay Roman Catholic and still be allowed to speak French in there.
Okay.
And it let them have a lot of their original monopolies as well. So the English colonists down in the Americas weren't allowed to go in and just start taking things. And that was the first blow against that the English colonists had against the mother country of England.
Is that why they
felt betrayed?
When I go to Montreal, people say they're so rude to Americans.
That's strike another example there too.
Okay.
So then flash forward, 30 years. We're now in, it's about 20 years actually. We are now near the American Revolution.
Okay.
We're in 1778, 1779 now.
Throwing teas in the...
We've already thrown teas, we've declared, we're fighting. And we have another plan to attack the British colony of Canada. Because Canada didn't want to go with us. They said, nope, we're staying with the English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, let's do freedom. And Canada's like, yeah, we're doing well over here.
No, we're good. We like this coin.
Yeah.
It has a duck.
We're doing quite well over here.
Yeah, it's hard to convince your neighbors. Like, hey, join me in the revolution. It's like, man, I'm good. Golden toilet, man.
I got Wi-Fi and everything.
Good. You're good, dude. I mean, your situation sucks. It sucks for you.
Yeah, man.
Let me some water.
Let me know if you need anything. But
you can come knock it, but like not after 10 o'clock, though. Because I go to bed kind of early.
So we invade Canada during the American Revolution.
Okay. Oh. Very ambitious. Very ambitious.
And we lose.
Aww. How bad this time?
This time, yeah, the army is like scattered.
Really?
We're just, there was never going to be
fight like, okay, was this like, Mel Gibson beats that English
the
dude.
The Patriot?
Beats the English dude and they get over. I was like, we kill this. Go to Canada!
Yeah.
Oh, like that?
I was like, yeah, we can take the Canadians. They're just like us. They're not really a proper English army. That'll give us a good... And then we'll take some land away from the English. Nope. Canadians were ready. And we're just like, go back. Go back to New York.
Oh, wow.
You're done.
Oh.
So, yeah, we lose that.
That's what they get.
Yeah.
Dumb American.
It happens. I mean, we have... What's the last time?
I like that American hubris is like built right into our DNA as a country. We're right at the beginning. We're like, let's do this.
I mean,
we just finished a war. Let's start another one.
Other than Japan,
mm-hmm.
right? And, mm-hmm. and World War II with Germany and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have we won any other one? Because I think Vietnam was...
We won the Mexican-American War.
Was that after World War II?
It's before.
Just before.
Are you talking about after World War II?
I'm saying after.
Oh.
Honestly, is it an L or a draw in Vietnam?
Vietnam's
an
L.
That's a
we
hard,
took an L.
That's a
hard
we
L.
took an L.
The hard, okay.
That changed our country for the worse.
This Middle Eastern
war? We won the Gulf War.
We won
war
the
one.
First Persian Gulf War.
That was
war.
Really easy.
Was it a war, though?
Did we really
it was so
win?
Easy it wasn't a war.
did we win? We won in Grenada.
Yeah, that's a strong W.
Take that. Yeah.
Take that, Grenada.
Yeah.
Technically, Iraq and Afghanistan still going. So
okay.
Undecided.
Technically speaking, the game's still going. But who are we fighting?
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem.
Is
War on terror. We definitely lost the war on drugs. That's the
that's a
lost
big...
the war on poverty.
Oh,
my God. Didn't even wage that one.
That one
died
war
in the
drugs,
war room.
Right? The war on drugs, strong L.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
That's a bigger L than Vietnam. Oh,
just like Bill Hicks said, the side on drugs is winning. That's messed up.
Korea was a tie.
Korea was a tie?
Technically
a tie.
Still active war, right?
Yeah.
Not active,
those two,
but
yeah.
still going.
Yeah, between those two, yeah. Korea was a tie. Grenada.
Yeah.
Grenada, man.
Grenada.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Japan, we hit the old reset button.
Yeah.
Right? We get that.
We secretly started a lot of wars in Central America and got some outcomes that we wanted. Does that count? You know, CIA backed.
Does Bay of Pigs count as ours? Does Bay of Pigs ours? Because that's an L.
So.
Yeah, because Cuba won that.
Yeah, that's an L.
Cold War won the Cold War.
We won the...
Was there
even... I think it's more Russia lost the Cold War than we winning the Cold War.
Hey, you know what? If they took an L, someone had to take the W. Right.
It's just,
we'll take that W.
We outlived Russia.
So sometimes that's all it takes.
We outlived the Soviet
Union. But the sequel, Russia's coming strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sequel's not looking good.
I mean, hell, they're winning our elections. So, I mean... So, yeah.
Yeah, I know you won the Spanish-American War.
The Spanish-American War,
yeah, of course,
was a big W.
Puerto Rico had no idea what was going on. Like, we're going to get her into Peru. I guess not.
You thought we were on the same side. Yeah. Just like the Philippines did.
Oh, man. I'm reading that book, War
Against... War Against... War to Death Against Puerto Ricans?
War Against All the Puerto Ricans. Yeah. It's so good. So good.
I'll check it out.
It's a great book, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Won the Civil War. Beat ourselves.
That's a 50-50.
did a great job winning that one.
Have we won that one? Because it looks like...
According to the election, no.
Civil War II, just like Cold War II.
Right?
These sequels are not looking good.
The sequel's not looking good.
Uh-huh. It's like Empire Strikes Back. It gets darker.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Then we need to bring in the Ewoks for Civil War III.
Oh, my God.
Captain America versus Black Panther. And then I'm sorry, Black Panther.
So yeah, all right. So we didn't invade Canada in the American Revolution.
Okay,
and we kind of by this time the colony of Canada has been getting their stuff together, and the English and the French parts of Canada, they don't get along.
Okay,
they dislike each other because that English law, though, they're still allowed to keep separate religions and languages.
Yeah,
but there's one thing that unites them. They don't want to be part of the United States. And it keeps them united. That's how Canada stays united.
That's awesome.
Is that they're worried about being attacked by the United States if they divide.
Okay.
So that's their real big unity piece.
When did they decide?
So War of 1812.
Yeah. Okay.
War of 1812 is a culmination of the Napoleonic Wars going on in Europe at the time.
Okay.
The English are doing some not so nice things to us. They're attacking our vessels at sea in order to take supplies to help the war. They are violating our neutrality rights. And so all this time, Madison's like, yo, keep this up. We're going to declare war on you. Keep this up. We're going to declare war on you. And then finally in 1812, we declare war on the British to just really get our sea rights back and have them stop attacking our ships and impressing our soldiers or our sailors. And for those of you who don't know what impressment is, it's basically when you go up to another country's ships, you take their sailors and you make them part of your navy. And that was happening.
Oh, kidnapping.
Yeah, kidnapping.
Okay.
The British basically grabbed these Americans and said, look at me. I'm the captain now.
That's a fancy word for kidnapping.
Yes, impressment.
Impressment.
You were impressed. Mm,
that is very impressing.
Very, very impressive.
Look at me. Look at me.
I'm your impressor.
I'm the captain now. Right? Right?
What?
So get back there.
Sounds more Australian.
And stop swarming. Right? Sorry. Oh, yeah, I went a little Australian with that.
Right?
It's this right? Right? Hey, yeah, right?
Right?
Get out of here. Welcome to the Queen's Australian Navy.
It's not a knife.
I'll show you how to use a knife. And stay away from stingrays. That's horrible.
I just got it.
Yeah. Oh, Pedro's on a delay there.
I'm on a delay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, go.
All right.
I want to know when did this
So end? Madison's got this three-point plan on how to win against the British. One is take their power away in the Great Lakes.
Okay.
Two is make sure that you suppress their native allies out in the Western Ohio frontier. And three is take Canada.
Okay, so what's in the Great Lakes? What
are step three is kind of big. I feel like step two and step three should
Detroit
be.
And some of the other bigger forts at the time to control the waterways there.
Okay.
So the Great Lakes are very important to control. We take the Great Lakes.
Okay.
We beat them up. We do a great job.
That's our lakes.
Yeah.
Our lakes.
We took the lakes.
Our lakes.
We killed some Indians out west. We did a good job with that.
Were they having, did they have British patches on?
Yes, they were British. Okay. And Andrew Jackson was going out there and doing what he does best, which is murdering Indians.
Okay.
That's what got him elected. So there you go.
You're going to send a cleaner. You got to right. Send a cleaner.
We sent the man on the 20.
Old 20 goes out there. right. So old 20 goes out there, clips a couple of Indians.
Yep, and that's what he does. And then so the Canada invasion doesn't work again.
For the third time.
And this time Canada's like, all right, we gotta send these guys a message. And so they defeat us.
They send Pierre, in New York. Claude.
So yeah, they get everyone together. They get Wayne Gretzky. Yeah. They get the Hart Foundation.
Oh,
they get Red Green and his nephew
Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds
comes down. Yeah, Deadpool.
Yeah.
All of Weapon X, Wolverine, and all of them. You know, they even get Russell Peters involved.
Russell Peters is Canadian and native. Jim Carrey's uncle's there. Jim
Carrey's there. Michael Myers. Both McKenzie brothers.
Michael Moore.
Right. And this is the best army in the world. I want to see this now.
It's a Canadian Infinity Gauntlet.
It's the best that Canada.
John Candy, Rick Moranis.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Everybody from SCTV.
What is that character that John Candy played? That gangster.
Oh my god!
Guy from SCTV. He ran for political office and things like that. Oh yeah,
he had the cigar.
Yeah, he had the cigar. So he's down there, and they beat the Americans in New York. They go down to Pennsylvania, and they go all the way down to Washington.
Nobody's stopping them.
They already defeated the front line. There's no one anymore. The American whole defensive force collapses. And they go in there, and in true Canadian fashion, they go up to the White House and go,
hockey.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to burn this place. You got like an hour to get out of here, man.
Oh.
So they let him get all the furniture, and this is Dolly Madison, the president's
Thomas? Wife. Where's Tommy?
Thomas Jefferson's gone now. He's living in Monticello.
Okay.
Yeah, he's hanging out in Virginia with his slaves.
Who's the president at this time?
James Madison.
Oh, James Madison.
James Madison, right. So his wife is getting all the artwork, all the furniture, saving all the portraits and everything like that. And they finally get out and it's like, okay, you got everything you need. All right, then.
All right.
Sit or ablaze. And they burn the White House down. And they go back right back up.
That's it.
Like, well, I hope you learned your lesson. No, just don't do it again.
Hopefully they stop messing around with us, eh?
Yeah. And so, Canada is the only country where we are 0-3 against.
0-3?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I applaud you, Canada. I applaud you.
And that is why they are a national threat. They could defeat our army at any moment.
They have the record to prove it.
Yeah.
Never lost. Never lost.
That's it, man.
He is Lonzo Ball's father. Never lost. 0-3.
And that's why I should be rounding up Marty Brodeur and all the other Canadians. They might be spies right now.
Yeah.
You never know.
Give me Crosby. Give me...
yeah.
All those.
Watch them.
Yeah. Winnipeg Jets got close to the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah, I've been watching the Stanley Cup Finals.
I love the Stanley Cup.
The only reason I'm watching it is for the entrance of the Las Vegas Knights. Those son of a bastards put on a Cirque du Soleil pregame show.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
With knights, there's dragons. There's, at one point, I saw a Twitter thing. It says, is this just the last season of Game of Thrones? What's going
nice.
On? The graphics they do on the ice. Dude, it's insane.
Ugh.
If this goes to Game 7, I think Vegas goes all out. And just brings all the celebrity shows. Celine Dion.
Sinbad.
Britney Spears.
Sinbad. Carrot Top.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton definitely shows up.
Yeah.
Cookie Jar.
Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Chris Angel shows up. Yeah. Amazing Jonathan's not dead, so they'll wheel him out there.
What about Siegfried and Roy?
He's doing a lot better now, actually.
Which one's not the which one that still has the throat?
Siegfried's still around, right?
Siegfried.
One of them's still around.
Yeah.
No Tigers, though.
No Tigers.
Piff the Magic Dragon, he's there. Yeah.
The dude that does the puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Fader.
Preacher could be up there.
Up there.
I don't know if Preacher got a Vegas residency yet, but that should be coming up soon.
Nat Bemel will be there an opening spot.
He'll perform anywhere. He don't care. It's, wow, dude. Canada. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, man.
Did our buddy Crazy Dave tell you that story?
No. That's in Canadian history class.
That's in Canadian history class. I never knew about that.
Yeah.
Wait, did you ever take Canadian history class?
Nay, well, I figure America should teach all the wins and losses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They should maybe focus on the losses that beyond way, Vietnam.
Hey, don't do this, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Hey, stay out of Canada, stupid. Yeah.
Now, you'll get people to be like, oh, well, technically, they were still a British colony, so it was the English army that did it, but we know.
That's how they're going to...
Uh-huh. We know who did
it. What flag was that? Was it the Maple Leaf?
No. Flag? The Maple Leaf hasn't shown up yet. Oh. It's still the British flag.
Ah.
Still the British flag. But...
Then technically... It was British. I don't know. You can't give that to Canada.
Yeah.
They came from Canada.
They were Canadian at that point. They were been there for about 150 years.
Are you Canadian if you're under British flag?
Are you Puerto Rican?
But we had our flag.
That's true. You have a flag. They don't have a flag yet, though. They haven't developed it yet.
So...
I don't know.
Man, by that's now, tough.
But you've been there about 150 years. You know there's a different... It's a different ethnic group
is
at that point.
Is it called Canada?
Yes, it's called Canada.
It's called Canada.
It's called British Canada, but it's called Canada.
Oh. When do they lose when do British they, yeah. Canada?
They lose it. They don't lose the British Canada until really the 20th century that they start governing themselves.
Okay.
But by then, you know, it's that culture is still kind of... That's the question. Has the culture developed enough by then that they're really Canadian? Or is it still British? That is the question.
That is a good question. We need some Canadians out here.
All right.
I wonder if we call some Canadian buddies of ours.
Can we, bring it out to Canada. This is an open forum here.
Let me call Ian real quick.
Okay. Do we have time for that?
Real quick question.
Okay.
Let's see. He's very informed.
He is. I haven't talked to Big Dog in a while now, actually.
He disappeared for a while.
Yeah. Interesting fact while we're waiting for him.
If he answers the phone.
Yeah, if he answers the phone. Canada officially has two languages.
English and French?
But it doesn't specify which two. It could be... So, whatever minority takes over, that could take over.
Oh. Well, United States has no languages.
Right.
Come on, dude. Answer. I don't know any Canadian friends.
So, right. They established because they figured no one else would be here except for English and French. But then all these Eastern Europeans started showing up. And then these North Africans started showing up.
Currently, they're trying to stop... Currently, they're trying to stop wealthy Chinese people from trying to park their money in Canadian real estate because they're inflating housing markets over there, and they're trying to keep bubbles from bursting. So they're like passing all these taxes and all this stuff, trying to restrict foreign investors in the real estate markets, specifically Chinese, and it's not working.
Of course not. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it's hard to stop money.
It's hard. So all these Canadian housing bubbles are popping up in all the major cities, and people are really afraid they're going to pop soon. And then when they do pop and everything goes underwater, all these Chinese billionaires, they don't care. They're like, oh, well, I live in China. I don't care. Yep. That's just a place where I was keeping my money. It's crazy.
Canada, national threat. Those Mexican lawnmower guys. We need to get them. We got to break those family apart.
Uh-huh. So we need to build a wall between here and Canada.
That's a big wall, man.
A big, beautiful wall.
Big old wall.
Big, beautiful wall.
Give me a song there, Crespo.
Play, I should have requested it earlier. Yeah. There's a great song about the War of 1812 by the Arrogant Worms called The War of 1812. It sucks about how they burned down the White House.
Oh, really? Wait.
If you can find it, yeah.
This is one... Okay. I like the Canadian National Anthem.
Yeah, it's nice.
Pretty. But my favorite, other than USA...
The French, gotta be.
No, it's not the French.
How?
Save the Queen.
God save the Queen. Oh, well, of course, because of Freddy.
Okay, because of Freddy, but it's also, it's nice and short.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice and short, and during soccer games, they go, those English come out all out.
Least favorite, Italian.
This is the only thing labeled the War of 1812.
Okay.
Nah, this isn't it.
It says,
Arrogant Worms is the band, but if you can't find it, then
leave this there.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this has been Devils and the Details, Canadian Cluster F. Please listen to us in all the podcast medias that is out there, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify. Make sure you like us on Facebook on PFD Media. Send us emails for comments, concerns, suggestions to devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is the Devil's Deets. You'll see us try and be a little bit more outgoing with that. I'm really trying.
I'm slacking.
Instagram, social media. I'm enjoying Instagram way more than Facebook.
I love Instagram.
So
can devils get an Instagram? We should get
it. Yeah, I'll take it.
You want to see
your handle? I got to make an email and stuff like that.
You have an email. We use devil's deets.
Here's the problem.
I'll set it up and then I'll give you guys a login and password.
Yeah. The Twitter one is easy because you can create and you can flip. But in Instagram, you got to log out.
No, switch now.
No.
Oh, you can flip it?
It's a little drop down.
Yeah, look.
Whoa. look at that. I'm learning.
Uh-huh.
See?
It's easy.
The FT down there in the corner?
Uh-huh.
Hold it down.
Bam, baby.
I'll set up the account.
I got so many history memes I can put up. If you set up
the account, will I still have access to it?
Yeah, because I'll set it up and then I'll give you guys the login info. So you'll just have the login and the password.
Perfect.
And then you guys can run the account.
I'll play around with it.
Yeah. Because I really had a good time with our buddy Kermit Gonzalez and the Obligatory Podcast.
Yeah.
Tiny little studio. I like seeing things building from the ground up.
Yeah, sure, yeah,
and stuff like that. Very cool. But dude, he has cameras going, and I had fun doing the Facebook Live thing, which I wanted to do when I got here. But then my wife decided to park behind me. You tearing me apart, Lisa. So, guys, listen, love, and support our shows and all our shows that we have on PFT Media.
Are we friendly with them yet? The ones we like, especially.
I don't know. Good. Simon Time.
All right. We love you, Simon.
Simon Time, Simon Crespediso, and the other ones. You can figure out what they are.
Yeah.
I'm Pedro Lima. That's Dan Perilla. Chris Crespo.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch.
Thank you. Good night. You've been terrific, really. We love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
A PFT Media production.